Cam might be mad. Good to be in the house of God today. Our message is entitled this morning, More Than Leaves. More Than Leaves. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles, would like to turn with us today. Look, if you will, at the Gospel of St. Mark. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 11. Being led by the Holy Spirit to the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 11, the Lord would have us to focus this morning on verses 12 down through verse 14. Then we will move to verse 20 and read verse 21. With our message that is entitled this morning, More Than Leaves. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter, forever. And his disciples heard it. Verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Oh, dear friends, if you look very closely at the ministry of Jesus Christ, this was the only miracle that Jesus performed, that he put a curse upon it. This is the only miracle where you see death instead of life. And the Lord began to lead us to this passage of Scripture for a very, very special and unique. For you see here in the passage that we read there from Mark chapter 11, you will find there a picture of the Pharisees and the religious leaders of Israel. And it also is an illustration of many in the church today. For you see, dear friends, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the morrow from Bethany, he was making his way to Jerusalem. That on the morrow means it was the day after his triumphal entry. And as Jesus looked afar, he saw this fig tree. This was a perfect example of our Lord's desire to teach and to disciple his apostles. Oh, dear friend, the Word of God today has a desire to teach us and to mold us and to make us, praise God, what we need to be. When I began to focus upon this passage and the Lord spoke to our heart, he began to show us something here that is something that we need to keep in mind as we sojourn on in the ways of God. For you see, dear friends, that tree had an appearance of being something that it wasn't. It was very superficial, this tree was. And Jesus, as his disciples, was very hungry. And when they looked out there, they seen leaves upon that tree. For you see, dear friends, Jesus knew that there was no fruit there. But he used this opportunity to teach his disciples a lesson that we all must apply to our lives today. You might say, Brother Lynn, what is that lesson? Oh, dear friends, you got to be more than just leaves. You got to be all you can be for the glory of God and to produce and to yield and to bring forth life as God so wills for us all. When Jesus got in the midst of this tree, the Bible tells us here in this passage that as he approached it and he came near, he seen that it only had leaves and no fruit. For you see, dear friends, the Gospel of Mark tells us it was not the season for figs. But you see, if you study and you look at it very closely, when a fig tree has leaves, it has fruit. What Jesus and his disciples had witnessed was winter leaves. And Jesus knew that if the tree was acting in accordance to its nature, it would produce some fruit. So Jesus came to this tree to show his disciples that it only had leaves and it had no fruit. Oh, dear friends, what a picture that is that so many today proclaims to be a child of God, but their lives are reflecting contrary to the will that God has for their lives. I tell you today, friends, we got to be more than just showing leaves. We got to bear fruit for the glory of God. Well, you see, all was made ready. All was put in place for this tree to be able to produce. All the indications would show that this tree had fruit. But upon close inspection, there was no fruit, only leaves. Oh, dear friends, we say that to say this. When you get out of your car and you walk to enter in the house of prayer, people sees the leaves in your life. But when they draw near and get close, I pray today that they see fruit, that they seek the Lord God Almighty working in you and through you and about you so that you can have that harvest that brings honor and brings praise and brings glory to the Lord. Oh, dear friends, the Lord's desire is to use you and to make you what he desires you to be. I believe, dear friends, that we all have the capacity to bear fruit. If there's a will, my God will make a way. If you desire to have leaves, you'll have leaves. But if you desire to bring fruit, to bring about a bountiful harvest, I tell you today, the Lord God Almighty will bless you to do so. Oh, I believe that this was a message that penetrated the heart of his disciples. For Jesus would proclaim a curse upon this old fig tree. Why did he do that? To show his disciples and to show us today what happens in our lives today when there's only leaves. You say, Brother Lynn, what does that mean? It means this. I tell you, you'll wither away. You'll dry up on the spiritual bone if you're not willing to do what the Lord would have you to do. Oh, I tell you today, there's many that are warming the pews in churches around the land that's drier than last year's burden nest. And God has put everything in place for us to bear fruit. He's gave us the leaves. He's given us the blooms. He's given us the buds. Now it's up to us to bring about that fruit that the Holy Spirit desires to grow in our lives. When the world looks at you, what does it see? Does it see just leaves? Or does it see fruit-bearing Christians? What does it see? What does the world see when it looks at you? It's much more about living the Christian life than just going here and there and everywhere. It's much more than just coming to church on Sunday morning. It's much more than just throwing a dollar or two in the offering plate. I tell you what it's about. It's about being in the will of God. We all look fine. We all look fine. We all look wonderful. You see, when we stand here, we see a great, great, great crop of leaves. But you see, dear friends, I can't closely inspect you as the Lord can. Because you see, dear friends, when the Lord looks and He approaches, He can see if there any fruit. We can only be about His business because we serve Him who is and forever will be the righteous judge. It's not for me to look at your fruit. Because you see, your fruit is going to expose itself. Your fruit is going to be shown if it's theirs. It's God's desire that you bring forth a yield that brings the Lord God Almighty honor, praise, and glory. I tell you, you may impress the world with your leaves, but you ain't impressing God unless you're bearing fruit. And I believe, dear friends, that God has gave us an open door opportunity to praise Him, to honor Him, to give Him glory, and to grow in the capacity of His Word. Jesus took this opportunity. He took this opportunity to illustrate to His disciples that this fig tree represented the religious leaders of Israel. They look great on the outside. They look great on the outside. Just the day before He would curse the fig tree, He would enter in the triumphal entry, and they were all praising Him. They were all praising the Lord. And the same crowd that praised Him today cursed Him tomorrow. They would say, crucify Him. Crucify Him. Crucify Him. They bore leaves. But no fruit. They had leaves, but no fruit. You say, well, what is my fruit? What is my fruit, Brother Lamb? Well, the Bible tells us in the book of Galatians, in Galatians chapter number 5, in verses 22 and verse number 23, the Lord speaks of that Christian character that's produced by the Holy Spirit in a follower's life. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. What is the Word saying? It's saying this. The Lord is designed to produce in you. He's designed to proof that He loves you and that He cares for you by growing something in your heart and life that's appealing to the world. Now Jesus knowed, but can you imagine Peter and those guys? If Christ was hungry, you can bet they were hungry too. They seen that fig tree and boy, they thought, here we go. Here we go. And then when they got there, there was no food to be had. Oh, what is that a picture of today when the world that is lost and under conviction and condemned with a sense of hell, and they look to you as the light of the world, and they come to you and there's nothing to be found but leaves. People says, oh, I can't witness. Oh, I can't do that. We better take Him to the preacher. I tell you today, dear friends, it's the Lord's desire that we be instant in season and out of season. We all can talk about the love of Jesus Christ. We all can be more than just leaves. I tell you today, the Lord has a desire to bear fruit in us all. Because you see, without the bearing, there's a withering. And you see, that's what saddens my heart. There are so many cold and indifferent people in our world and in our churches today People wonder why the church don't seem to have the power that it used to have. Oh, dear friends, it's not the Lord. He's the same today as He was yesterday, and He will be forevermore. But I tell you today, church, if you come praying, if you go praying, and you're expecting a blessing, the Lord will bless you. He'll bless you. He'll help you. He'll lift you up. Praise God. He's still in the saving business. He still seeks and to save those that was lost. I pray today that we're fruit bearers that shows our love for the Lord. I had a man a long time ago was visiting the church. When he went to that church, they handed him an application to fill out. Kind of write up a bio. What kind of person he was, how much money he made, what he was about. The gentleman said to me, he said, I don't feel like I can afford to go to that church. I said, well, you come on up here where I'm at. It's free. It ain't about the leaves. Praise be to God. It's about the fruit. And Jesus drew a line in the spiritual sand here in Mark chapter 11 when He said this in verse 14. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter. And His disciples heard it. What Jesus was saying, don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. Because we ain't promised tomorrow. People today says, oh, I'll witness to my neighbor next week. There's a ball game on today, I'm going to say. See, Brother Steve, I'm trying to get home to watch the last couple hours of the Daytona Rolex 24. But if God burdens my heart to go or to do, that'd be pushed aside. Don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done. Don't be just a leaf bearer, but allow God to germinate, to grow, and to have you flourish, to grow the kingdom of God through your fruit. Be a fruit-bearing Christian. Angie can tell you I eat a lot of fruit. It's very appealing. Oranges and apples and bananas. I like that. If I come to your house and you got a fruit bowl sitting on your dining room and table and you say, make yourself at home, and I go up to your dining room table and I sit down and you got a big old basket of fruit and hits that plastic artificial fruit, that ain't going to do me a bit of good. It ain't. And I tell you, that's the way it is. And so many lives today, they got leaves. But the fruit is only an illusion. It only symbolizes what they can truly be. Jesus said that they're going to wither. It's going to wither. It's going to wither. Everything is put in place for it to grow. The leaves was there, which was the sign of growth. The leaves was there as the picture of fruit. The church is here, and the prayers is uplifted, and the Lord is praised, and the word has been given. All is put in place for fruit. But you know what it boils down to? It boils down to today as it was yesterday. It boils down to us. The religious leaders in Jews' world and the Israel world in the day of Christ had a choice to make. They could expose their leaves and let it end at that. Or they could have leaves and produce fruit for the glory of God. It was their choice. But I want you to understand something today. It's more than just leaves. It's more than just leaves. You say, Brother Liam, what do you mean? If it had just been leaves, I'd be lost and destined for a devil's hell. But praise be to God for the fruit of the Spirit. Praise be to God for the fruit of salvation that I could consume, that filled that hunger, that filled that desire, and gave me an opportunity to produce for my Lord. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, the day after, the Bible says in the morning as they passed by. See, Jesus would go into Jerusalem during the day, but he would retire in Bethany at night. He would return in the morning. On the day after the incident with the fig tree, the Bible says, and in the morning in verse 20, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursest, is withered away. Oh, dear friends, it's not God's will that you wither away. It's God's will that you flourish. You may not be much in way of producing these days of late, but I tell you, the conditions is right in your life for all that to change. You may have came in here with a spiritual tree loaded in leaves. Oh, dear friends, I can tell you on the power and on the will of God, you can leave with your spiritual branches hemmed full with fruit. Because you see, God wants to produce in us, through us, and about us, so that the world can see your appeal. I remember up here in this holler growing up as a kid, you'd see these old apple trees occasionally. In the summertime, seeing them old apple trees, you'd go from afar. It was just a joyful sight. We'd eat them whether they were sour or not. We just liked them. But if it had no apples and only leaves, I would have went on. See, that's how the world is. The world sees our leaves. But what draws is the fruit. It's the fruit. It's the fruit that brings nourishment. It's the fruit that sustains life. It's the fruit that the Lord has a desire to produce in us all. And if it doesn't happen, just wither away. There is nothing that is more burdensome on me is to encounter one who served God and was faithful with God and fell by the wayside and fall headlong in a state of backsliddenness. And you see them as people most miserable, bearing still leaves of salvation, but no fruit, because fruit only comes through rededication. See what Jesus was saying? We're to be more than just leaves. We're to bear fruit. We're to be more. We're to be more than just eye candy. We're to be the real thing. Jesus would inspire the Apostle Paul in his letter to young Timothy in 2 Timothy in chapter 4, verse number 2. The Word of God says, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. Oh, dear friend, the truth, the fruit, praise God, sets man free.
be bound by the things of the world, but to be set free by the word and power of God. What a wonderful example Jesus conveyed with the message of the fig tree. And oh, how that it reflects and hits the very heart of the church today. So many leaf bearers and so few fruit yielders. Why is that? When everything's put into place. Why is that? Listen, they've not been a better, more grander, more special day to worship and serve God than it is today. We've got it more comfortable. We got more resources at our fingertips than anybody ever has. And in this dispensation of grace, the Lord requires of us, what the Bible teaches us, to whom much is given, much is required. To be more than leave. My prayer is today, dear friends, that with these open door opportunities to serve and to go and to do, let us step forward. Let us be used by God to nurture this lost, dying, and very evil world. When Jesus conveyed this message to his disciples, no doubt it hit home. They understood not why there were no figs on that tree. They understood not so much at this moment in time of what the Lord was striving to convey. But in the days and weeks and months and even years to come, they would succumb to the will of God and the Holy Spirit would work mightily in their lives. They would see, know, and realize that their lives is more than just leaves. But it was God's desire that they bear fruit. I've been a Christian for a long time. I've been a Christian for right near 51 years. Have I always borne fruit? No. Has it always been seasoned to bear fruit? No. Has it always been easy? No. But through God, it's possible. That's why the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. God makes a way. You say, well, it wasn't in season. Have you ever seen grass come in early? Have you ever seen plants come in early? Have you ever seen them bloom and prosper late? Yes. Why? Because God's in control. God's in control. I've seen snow on the ground and see blades of grass pop up through snow. Maybe unnatural to you, maybe unnatural to me, but it's all natural to God. It may not be a good season for you. You might have trial, tribulation, heartache, pain, suffering, job woes, family woes, sickness woes. There may be all kinds of things. It may not be a convenient season, but God can produce in you. If it's only a prayer, if it's only a kind word, if it's only realizing and thanking God for what you have, that bears fruit. Praise His holy name. Let's stand to our feet. More than just leaves. More than leaves. Are you a fruit bearer today? Do you desire to bear fruit today? Dear friends, it's God's desire to use you, to work in you, through you, and about you. Jesus wanted His disciples to see that it is more than just something superficial. You've heard the old saying, you can sit in your garage all night long, but that don't make you a car. You can warm every church pew in Anderson and Campbell and Knox and Wartburg and Morgan County and
all these counties. You can do that every time the door is open. But that doesn't mean you're where you need to be with the Lord. God has a desire to use us. You know, I can remember some old saints of God that would sit in a church, meeting after meeting. You rarely ever seen a word. You rarely ever seen a gesture. You rarely ever heard a word uttered from their mouth. But you could see the power of God in their life. Steve, you remember Murray Ray? Ed, you remember Murray Ray? At the church that we came from, Murray Ray, she was a quiet little petite lady. Never even know she's even in the place. But boy, when the Holy Spirit settled upon her and she began to shout, boy, those leaves parted and that fruit showed. God's good. God is good. If the Lord says, raise your hand, raise your hand. If God says, say amen, say amen. If the Holy Spirit beckons you to come to the altar, come to the altar. Whatever God says, do it. Now what Murray said to the servants in the wedding of Cana, whatever he says, you do it. Whatever. That's the way we're going to bear fruit. That's what's going to make a difference in this world today. In a world that is hungry, in a world that has a desire, needs to see your fruit. If you're here today and you need to come, we ask you to come, whether it be salvation, rededication, but it's the Lord's desire, don't leave here just loaded with leaves, but leave here with spiritual branches hanging heavy with fruit as they play.